pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our service personnel.
Hey, everybody, turn their mics on.
Director Brewer?
Here.
Director Zero?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
And Director Lee?
Here.
Finance and audit, meeting minutes approval, approval of the minutes of the Finance and Audit Committee for October 17th and regular board meeting for the 17th.
I make a motion to approve.
A second.
Director Bowie?
Yes.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
Next item, no warrants, no awards of contract update, Sangamon House Water, regional water warrants.
Most of my update is going to probably come from Calvin, because all we did was we had a slideshow of an update from, of course, the groundwater. So pretty much it's going to come from him. And we are what they call black or dark till January. So that means no meetings till January. And that's all I got.
Mr. Louie?
I'd like to give an update on the Desert Hills streaming outlet on the incident that happened on January 8th. They received a final invoice of $775 for the emergency response because their staff had inadvertently dropped those traffic plates down in that cavity of the below gray vault. Ellie went to court, and she's two for two. On March 17th of this year, Rochelle Kaofa, is that how you spell it? She claims that she lost control of her vehicle and hit a hydrant on Main Street. We put in a claim of $4,128.89. She came in there and signed the payment agreement neglected on fulfilling that, even I think on the first payment. And so we took her to small claims and as I said, this is Ellie's second time we went to court and she prevailed, so we'll be making, I think the court or the judge ordered her to make the payments continuously or he would.
Or the credit. The court decided in the favor of the district, so she's on payment arrangement. And if she fails to keep with her payment arrangement, the court's going to issue a notice against her, so the credit report against her.
She didn't have automobile insurance to cover?
No.
On the Bonita PRV vault, we're in the process of locating the gate valves for a positive shutdown and also to reduce the area that will be affected with the water surface interruption. The county in the past couple of years have paved over gate valves covers, and so we're in the process of locating that. Our target deadline to complete this project is March of 2018, next year. It's going to take some time. I suggested that we resolve the ongoing mystery of where all the valves are and if they need to be replaced or we need to put some new gate valves to have a positive shutdown. that'll eliminate any future shutdowns that, you know, the repairs that we have to do, which require a service interruption. We also have the engineer involved in the design of the new clay valve and the pipeline, and the also the vault that'll replace the old one. I don't know if I had explained it last time. You know, the walls are crumbling, and so it's getting to be a little unsafe for a confined space entry.
Is that over by Steve Thomas's place?
It's between Broadway and Orange on the north side. I think the vault you're thinking about is on the Magnolia between Bonita and Orange. On the Irwin, the update on that is we're going to have a meeting this Thursday on recycled water, and that's where Cabazon is going to, on behalf of Cabazon, they're going to apply for a grant for a wastewater treatment plant. So I will be there to represent us, and hopefully Bob and Ellie will also be there. And the key thing about the Sigma is if you apply for a grant, they want you to show your ability to either recycle or reuse or conserve water. So
what's the estimated cost of repairs on the PRV vault?
We're probably looking at between 30 to about 50 grand, depending on how many gate valves we need to replace. The vault itself, that's just the cement container.
Yeah.
That's about 10 grand.
How much do you think traffic interference will that cause? Because, you know, you have to disconnect the lines on each side of the vault and penetrate, so you're going to have a lot of penetrations and stuff like that going everywhere.
Yeah, that's why we have the engineer involved also. And we're in the $50,000 also, you know, that would include the cost of contracting, you know, traffic control and all that. Over the weekend, we had some graffiti. I'm going to pass that around. Over at the electronic or Edison vault or station brings power to the tank 3 at the end of Elm Street. The boys, my crew mitigated it by painting over and removing it because you know, we all know that you have graffiti and you leave it there, you know, the other knuckleheads in town will go answer it, and the next thing you know, we got a barrage of graffiti answering each other.
It's the broken windows.
Yeah. Now, we had no major leaks, just some minor service laterals we had to replace. With the county of Riverside, we're on that, on their, trash truck striking our hydrant on Maxine. We're going to interview the witnesses today, and they didn't show up, so it may be just a dead issue, because, you know, December is the 6 month that we can file a legal action. And Dollar General, it's going along okay, you know, fine, and they've also submitted, and our engineer also approved the modification on the water line, where they discovered that there was a gas line that interfered with it. So that was approved on the 9th of this month.
We need to talk up and turn off the noise.
What's that?
Talk up. We can't hear you well.
Well,
we've got fans going there so loud that we can't hear you. Please. Thank you.
I don't know where Mr. Morgan is, but James Dowling is here, and I'd like to congratulate them for obtaining their grade 2. They just recently obtained that.
Thank you.
And that's my report for this month.
Sustainable groundwater.
The only, as Maxine said, this is kind of a dark month and it's the holidays, so we have not been meeting, so everything still stands the same. And
next Thursday, 16th Thursday.
2 days.
Yeah. No, next. No, this.
No, yeah, you're right.
Next item is customer concern, Travis Lacy, miscellaneous charges.
Well, the first thing I'd like to bring to the board on the 10th of October, Ms. Lacy on his own came in and voluntarily signed a payment agreement. So, but with the board's last decision, he was notified that you guys were going to table it. And so, he's here to state his case, I guess.
Mr. Lacy, do you have something to say, sir?
Stay right here, you want me to stand up here?
Turn your mic on, too.
Go ahead and have a seat, get comfortable.
Morgan? First of all, I guess I have an arrangement for the payment plan due to the fact that in the letter I was basically threatened they're going to turn tomorrow. So, right. Still, I did what I had to do to get here today. Does anyone here can provide me what was damaged? I've spoke with him before. I've asked for, she did the best she could do.
Okay.
I received this letter. They also said it was going to be certified mail to me. I never received it. I got nothing but a breakdown of parts, material, etc. Where I still see nothing of what the customer, which is I, has damaged to any of your guys' material. Can anybody here provide that tonight?
So what are you saying you want to provide?
In the letter they sent to me, the customer is responsible for damaged material. Nothing was damaged. In fact, the technician that was there, they had to put my material back on in order to temporarily get the water there back on. He came with a new meter, new water boxes, a charger for mileage, all these miscellaneous stuff that nothing was damaged.
So, do you
want to
comment on that or is that
Mr.
The information?
Mr. Lee, other than the letter I sent Mr. Lacy stating that the board had tabled the last meeting, Mr. Lee's been the one to write the letters.
I don't have myself from last, not all of it, but I thought there was something that had a more of a breakdown that it had pictures and other things in there concerning the fact that one day had to come out, which is a service call, and it was on a weekend or during the week?
I believe it was on a weekend.
Okay. So there's set standards that have been put in place for a long time concerning that. The next thing was that you had taken the meter out, you've taken other things out, and some leaks or positive parts had to replace, like a valve on our side of the system, and
your technicians messed up, not me.
Excuse me?
That your technicians damaged, not me. There was no leak. The technician that arrived, he stated
you messed with the company side of the equation. It's a you said, he said, and that causes a problem. because I wasn't there and none of the people here.
Would you like to see a video, sir? I'll clarify it.
You have... The charges stem from the meter out, nothing that was underground to the... Underground, nothing underground to the lava where they replaced stuff because they were in there. Had to dig now. Based on the statement I received from our people and the photographs that I remember seeing, you had taken district equipment off, district equipment apart. Correct?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. So how come when they arrived there, everything was on the floor in a pile?
What was on the floor in a pile?
These photos were also sent to Mr. Lacey and given to him. And so the crew, when you get there, before you get out of the truck, take some pictures.
So I have a picture here that shows the valve box, and a few other parts laying there. The pictures were sent to you, right?
Whose valve?
Excuse me?
Whose valve?
Yours and the meter. But you messed with the meter. You messed with our valve.
Was the meter damaged?
Doesn't matter whether it was damaged or not. You violated the regulations of the district. You violated the rules and regulations of the district by tampering with the district's equipment. And since you did that, you have actually placed the burden on yourself, whether it leaked or not.
Can you just get some clarification? You weren't here last time, so we tabled this to give you a chance to come and talk. What happened?
Long story short, the water hose was on as the hose sprang in. Okay. So there's no leak. It was hot. The sun blew a pinhole in the water hose. I got a phone call from somebody. Hey man, you got a water leak. We turned it off at the water meter, which is my gate valve. That is old due to the fact I've been complaining for several months that my water bill is inconsistent. The meters are buried underground. I don't know how you people are reading them every 30 days when they're buried in the ground. So when they turned the valve off, when I got home and turned it back on, it is old, it is corroded, it broke off internally. Therefore, I cannot get the water on. Okay? That has to be replaced. In order to replace that, the water meter has to be removed, spin the thing off, put it back on. I called the emergency line. He told me he was kind of upset or whatever. I don't know what he was doing in his personal time, but if you're on call, he shouldn't be doing what he's doing. He said it's going to take 2 hours to even get a hold of somebody to find out when he could come out. I have 3 children at home. It's extremely hot. We all run water coolers out here. So I told him, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it, it's a simple fix. I did not remove the water box. I used a screwdriver, dug the little rocks around, removed the meter. I put my ball valve back on, I put the nipple back on. All I had to do was tighten up the nipple a little bit, set the meter back in, and it's done. It's a very simple fix. This technician showed up, very rude, cussing, saying, who the hell gave you permission to do this? You can see in your photos, as he's in the truck taking pictures of me, I turned around, because that's not how you conduct business. Okay? He said it's not going to work. He didn't even try. My ball valve was removed and taken. Let me remind you, you're charging me for ball valves in this breakdown. When my ball valve was on there, it was removed and taken. I no longer have it in my possession. The water company has it. If you looked at that valve, from doing plumbing, it is a little slightly longer, but if you get that same ball valve, I machined it down where it will work. Long story short, in order to temporarily get my water back on, after the technician created all these leaks, all my material had to go back on. He put too short of a nipple on, he's trying to double gasket the water meter, he's stretching the pipes together, your guys' technician caused all these leaks, and I can prove it with the video. Him himself, in his own words, says, well, none of this was leaking when I got here. Exactly my point. Now he's here and he caused several numerous leaks. Not only did he do that, but he dug up on my side of the line and fractured my line as well. It's old galvanized pipe. He said it was misaligned. It is not misaligned. It was an illusion. I don't know why he was saying that, what it is, but the rubber washer's in there, you only put one on each side, you snug it up. You don't get big old pipe wrenches and torquing them down tight as you can get it. I got video to show. You guys put a brand new water meter in it, and it is all scarred up from him severely over tightening it and stretching and popping threads.
May I say something? Travis Lacy is a plumber by trade.
I've done this for a long time.
Questions?
In the breakdown, what are the repair materials? What's the
1998? Does anyone here have a copy of the original letter that was sent to me? You can read it, and it clearly states that I am being charged for upgrades. Since then, the system has been upgraded, therefore the customer is paying for a portion of the repair, which is not fair.
What date was that finished?
That was the certified letter sent to me that apparently somebody else had signed for. I never received. This was personally given to me from Ms. Ellie.
The
Elizabeth A.Y. something, you don't know
that. This was written August 24th, 2017.
That should be the second page of the board packet in the old business section.
It was signed on August 29th, 17th.
Does this Elizabeth person have access to your P.O. box?
Nobody does.
Well, we can verify that whoever Elizabeth was signed the letter.
That's regardless, because I got the letter personally from her, but here it states 7-6 damage to the water system facilities. The owner shall be liable for any damage to the service facilities when which damage is from cause on the premises. If you read this paragraph here, that's your guys' policy. Anything damaged, nothing was damaged. Yes, it was removed. It has to be removed to do the repair.
And his pictures show that he's being deceitful. I told those guys, I instructed my crew, when you get out, don't even get out of the truck and start taking pictures. And you can see that the whole water box and the meters are disassembled. Those photos were taken before they got out of the truck.
The meter was removed. It has to be removed to do the repair. If you guys would like to see some videos, I can provide that as well.
Mr. Lacy and I had a meeting, and I offered him to provide a memory stick or a DVD so he can download those videos, and he refused it. He refused it.
Not refuse. I was given a deadline. I stated that I couldn't do it at that time, and we got nowhere. So here we are tonight to deal with it. If you guys would like to see some videos, I can provide it.
1 month and a half later, so you have 1 month and a half to provide video. We gave you from last month to this month, that's 30 days, to provide some more information. Why?
I gave him a week.
Well, no, I'm saying that was in August, right?
What's that?
That was in August. September.
That's when we had a meeting in September.
So from September, let's just say September 1st until now, I've got October 1st, November 1st, the 14th. 45 days, 45, 65 days, 70 days, whatever. You could have provided that information for this meeting because you knew about this meeting. So now you're coming in and you're saying this and you're saying that. And they're saying this and they're saying that. We we have an obligation, we have certain rules, certain regulations. Some of it are, you're not supposed to mess with the valve on our side of the meter or the meter. You violated the law by removing the meter. Irregardless of whether you had to fix the pipe or not, you call the district and ask them to come pull the meter so you can initiate repairs. That is standard operating practice for the district and 90% of the districts out there. You violated that policy. You removed the meter, you messed with the angle stop, which is our site, the company's valve, not the customer's valve. As far as them taking the customer valve, I don't know about that. That I'm willing to push or wash.
Are you willing to see, watch a video, sir?
Not tonight, no. Because it's not, you didn't give us time to review it prior to. I'm not just gonna make, let you put something up on the board today to look at. Or
if you were in my shoes, would you feel the need you have to go out of your way for something somebody else did, to go to a store, to buy a memory stick, to spend the time? Please don't get upset, sir. Please don't get upset. Remain calm. Remain calm. Just relax.
Don't go there.
Why are you getting so upset?
You were offered.
So what's your decision?
Well, for legal reasons, like with the photos that Calvin presented to us, they had to be in the board packet, they had to be open.
Nobody told me that, and nobody told me about a policy, nobody told me anything. I've been dealing this for I don't know how long, and we've gotten nowhere. So it sounds like this is not the spot to address this problem. As I told you, correct?
You were offered a way of presenting the media to us. You were offered a memory stick to download the information. You did not, you said it was.
I was not offered a memory stick. I was told to go purchase one and for me to do everything.
So, I'm gonna just use an analogy here. You go to court for something. Does the court supply you with everything needed to do your case, or do you supply it until such time as...
I supply it, and I'm here tonight willing to supply it.
Right.
You're refusing...
But you cannot, you have, as in a board of law, you have discovery where you present it beforehand so it can be reviewed and a decision can be rendered with enough information. We're not going to sit here tonight.
So
if you want to, we can table this and you can present the information so that we have time to review it before the meeting, we'll do that. But otherwise, no.
So you stated you're willing to pay for the fire, the download stick, right?
I said that at the meeting.
Okay. You guys are willing to do that, correct?
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. So who do I receive these funds from so I can get the stick?
Oh, no. He is going to provide you with a memory stick right now. And you will present it prior to the meeting with enough time for us to review it. In other words, a week minimum before the next meeting. We will review it, and then we will go from there.
So what was the point of tonight?
The point of tonight was it gave you the option to come and talk your case out. If you're going to present all kinds of evidence, you have to present it prior to the meeting so we can review it. You've had 30 days. You've had 45 days. You've had 60 days to present the information.
You had all this time as well to provide to me what was damaged, what was done wrong.
Were they wrong or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is the, okay.
Absolutely,
so what
sir.
Happened last meeting was that we were here. It could have been years ago. We weren't here. Gave you a second chance to come in. So it's not, I'm not trying to be hostile here. I want to know what happened. I want to know what this I want to know what the charge for the $90 in materials was.
It's right here.
This is why we brought you in, because we only heard one.
My bill is $547.81 for what?
Okay.
When my material was stolen, removed from my pipe.
$69 for valve, $11 for fitting.
The rest is labor.
So I'm responsible for your guys' city lateral to be regulated?
That's not on me, because the total bill
is on there. You better read your letters again.
I've got the bill voice right here, what you're charged for. See, one inch cap, U-branch, 13 inch, female coupling, copper line, 5 foot of one inch copper line going to the main. That's all been paid for by us. Yours is only four small items here.
So those couple of valves and couplings cost me $547.81.
Labor is included. For our guys to come out, because you called out because of the leak or whatever, to do the repairs.
Another thing, I would like a breakdown of how much water I used and how much was leaked. Can you provide that?
No, because the meter is not, it's on your side of the meter. Anything on leak on your side is your problem.
Exactly, that your technician created.
I doubt that very seriously.
Wait till you watch the video, sir. You will be apologizing.
When you present some...
So we're done here?
Here's the stick to put the information on.
Yes, have a good evening.
Yes, make a motion.
Thank you.
Could you please make note that Mr. Lacey was issued a brand new 32 gigabyte memory stick? And it was witnessed by all seven of us.
I make a motion that we table it until the next meeting.
Second.
Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Ruggio?
No.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
No.
Director Lynn?
What were the votes?
Yes.
It's two to table and two not to table.
Yes. Chairman Link, may I go back to the general manager's report?
Sure.
I'd like to introduce Clay Morgan, and he also is the other gentleman that obtained his grade 2 distribution certificate.
What's that?
Clay Morgan, he just got his second grade 2 certificate. He's a certified water operator.
Thank you.
Of course, he didn't have much choice. He was requiring.
Oh, was it for his employment?
Yeah, future.
Well, they have 18 months.
That's still a good job.
You're going to go for your wastewater and all that too, right?
Yeah, I want to get treatment next.
Okay, that's good. Next item on the agenda.
Can I have the files back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find them.
Of course. Partner, go ahead. Okay.
I imagine the California Rural Water Association is kind of dark also. Oh, that's the conference. Yeah. In Tahoe? So when do you need information on that?
I believe Director Wargo had asked that this be put on the agenda several months ago. But they did not have their location and the date of when the conference would be held. So I did check the website more recently, and it appears that they are having it in Tahoe. I did call and verify they are having it in Tahoe. And it's going to be from April 23rd to 26th.
Okay.
So I think the floor rests with Director Wargo, because she's the original one that asked it to be on the agenda.
Yeah, I wanted to know about that, the class they had, that class for general managers of public district.
As far as the classes, they don't have a class schedule out yet.
I wanted us to discuss that. If we wanted to send somebody to that to get like an LA and Allen, it seemed like the most beneficial class for them there. We come out of it with...
Well, we'll bring it up at the next board meeting.
As we get more information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep up on it.
Or if the board likes, I can put it on the next agenda when that information's available.
Okay.
Unless you'd rather me put it on.
No, when it's available.
Okay.
That's just a discussion item.
Okay.
Public comment?
Turn off the fan.
What?
That's right.
What? What did you say?
Future agenda items? Management comments?
Make your motion.
At the next board meeting, we'll have to reorg everything. And because we'll have the new board will be taking their seats in December.
Okay.
And I'd like to offer Director Bowie, thank you very much for your service, and it's been a pleasure working with you.
I look forward to being in the meeting.
In the audience?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll offer you the same respect I offered everybody else. If you get out of line, I'll do the same thing as I did with everybody else.
Sounds like a lovely
Next item, management's comments, board member comments. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And basically, thank you for realizing that I was here to serve the district and not any personal agenda items or that nature.
Tony and I have nothing but that most expected.
Okay, that's good. Future board meetings, finance and audit workshop on the 19th, the regular board meeting on the 19th, personnel committee, none. Passwater Alliance is dark, you said, correct?
Yeah, we don't have another meeting until January.
Okay. Chairman?
I make the motion to go home.
Second.
I'll go home with you.
You have to go to work.
John one night.
Oh, John Wood.
Oh.
6:37?
Yeah.
We went at the same time last week.
Remember to prove that.
Last month?
Thank you. That's right here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the pen.
Now you'll turn off the fan, right?
No.
Yeah, no.
So we can go home. Is there a reason it's on?
I could have done if you wouldn't have said something.
Well, why don't you turn it down?
What?
I
got two ears. I put
glue
that will stay
on your office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.